Hello, I'm Laura. Welcome to week four of the NHS Choices Couch to 5K plan. We're getting serious this week with some longer runs coming up. You can definitely handle it though, as long as you have recently completed all the runs in podcasts 1 to 3. Otherwise, this might be a bit too much for you. Start now with the usual brisk 5-minute warm-up walk as I explain what's in store. This week, we'll be doing 3 minutes of running and 90 seconds of walking, then 5 minutes running, 2.5 minutes walking, 3 minutes running, 90 seconds walking, then a final 5 minutes running. As always, I'll be here to tell you when to run and when to walk. There's a lot of running to do in the next 30 minutes, so don't tire yourself out in the first few runs. Keep it nice and steady, just a light jog. For now, keep walking until I tell you when to run.
Sunset. You said you love me as we lay down in the sand, and I feel alive in the sunshine as it finds my memories. Standing tall, it shines upon me, and you have to understand me. You are my
It's time for your first run for 3 minutes. You're used to running for these lengths of time by now. Just make sure you don't go too fast. I'll tell you how long you've got left. Now, go for it. One minute left. Keep up the pace, but don't exhaust yourself. Well done. Slow down to walking now while you recover. You've got 90 seconds and keep a steady pace. Off you go. are you feeling? Not too tired, I hope, because now it's time to run for 5 minutes. After everything you've done already, you can definitely do this, I promise. Just don't go too fast, take it nice and easy. As always, just a light jog. I'll be here all the way through, so don't worry. Ready? Go for it.
Like tidal waves, drop like dark plates from vinyl crates, mics and breaks. We play with the higher stakes, take it back to the blocks on live estates. Ain't a paper chase, mate, stake your claim, state your name. These days it ain't the same as it used to be, so you can see what the difference is between you and me. Need room to breathe, ain't no long ting, man. Just recognise that you lost it, fam, and I probably can twist up your focus when I spit lyrics in the form of dopeness. No less than possessed, flex heavyweight, can't replicate. Deep when I meditate, step away from the edge, don't get too close. You know the truth is I'm trying not to lose hope.
These days it ain't the same.
Memories echo and we can't let go. Bounce out the ends, scheming for peace. The sound of the streets creeps into my dreams. Stealing the scene is appealing to me. Believing, achieving, you know what I mean. See to the future, don't live in the past. Forgiving is hard and the living don't last. Pedal to the metal like I'm ready to roll. A devil on the shoulder of a heavenly soul. Let it be known, your waste men are just fake star. Acting real, stuck with the fake heart. Fear bred a chatterlock, but I had a clapper shot. Start some beef then. Arms, but it's more than fun. What's gonna happen when it falls apart?
This day is it ain't the same.
That's 2.5 minutes gone. You're halfway. Keep it nice and steady. You're doing great. Run for 4 minutes now, well done. Don't stop now, you may be tired, but there's only 60 seconds left. Then you can take a break. OK, slow down, go back to walking. That was fantastic. You ran for a full 5 minutes. Keep your legs moving. You need to recover by walking for the next 2.5 minutes. Here's another tip for you. When I started running, it was at around week 4 that I started suffering from stitch. Stitches are sharp pains in your sides and are common in new runners. I find it helps to slow down a bit and take deep breaths. As you breathe in, try pushing out your stomach at the same time and relax it as you breathe out. Try and focus on those deep breaths during your next run. It's a light jog for 3 minutes. As always, I'll let you know when to stop. Off you go. One minute left. Keep it up. Very good. Slow down to walking now. Recover for 90 seconds. There's only one run left in this session. Okay, it's time for your final run. It's 5 minutes again. You've already done this distance. Just keep a nice steady pace all the way through it. This is where you can really gain fitness by pushing yourself to the end when you're really exhausted. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Halfway. Well done. Keep that pace going. 1 minute left. You've done really well. Nearly there. If you're flagging, just slow it down a little, but don't give up. Keep jogging. That's it. Well done. Slow down to walking. You've just run for a total of 16 minutes. That's some real progress you're making. Congratulations. Keep moving your legs. You need to go straight into your 5-minute warm down walk. Off you go.
Precious darling, I know this world gets you down. You feel like no one here can see you. Even when you're up, you're underground.
Diamond in the shadows,
in the shadows,
candle in the rain, undiscovered,
undiscovered,
lost away.
See the world is yours now. See the sun in the sky. See the open windows through which you fly. Time to take a chance now. Got to move real quick. Got to live your life and shine. So don't give in to the confusion. Take your time to understand. You're a flame of truth in this world.
to start from where you stand.
There's a constellation of your mistakes. They are there to guide you on your way.
See the world is yours now. See the sun in the sky. See the open window through which you fly. Time to take a chance now. Got to move real quick. Got to live your life and shine. See the world is yours now. See the sun in the sky. See the open window through which you fly. Time to take a chance now. Got to move real quick. Got to live your life and shine. See the world is yours now. See the sun in the sky. See the open window through which you fly. Time to take a chance now. Got to move real quick. Got to live your life.
That's it. Well done. Have a day's rest before you do it again, and then once you complete this run two more times, so three times in total, then you can move on to week 5. Ensure you have some water and maybe a snack now. That will help your recovery. And if you did suffer with stitch, try having a drink of water before your next run. There is some suggestion that dehydration can be a factor. Anyway, I hope you feel proud of yourself. You should do. You're now running more than you're walking in each session, so you're making some real progress. I'm going to say bye, but keep up the great work. And remember, if you'd like any more information before your next run, you can go online to www.nhs.uk. Bye.